Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a special show. I'm Bruce Salen, and this special show is called The Money Show. Money, one of those topics that we love, we hate, and can be very divisive in your family. I've got Jim Scheinberg, who's the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management, as my very special guest for this entire show. Welcome to segment three, Jim.
It's good to be here, Bruce.
You know, before I forget, Jim, I think people must know about how to get your newsletter and how to get a hold of you. So let's get that information out there now, and we'll repeat it again at the end of the show.
Absolutely. They can go to our website. It's got a ton of information, including all of our prior newsletters out there, prognostications and reporting about the markets and the economy and whatnot. That's available at npeer.com. That's N like the direction north, peer like the thing you tie a boat to, .com. And they can actually send us a direct email requesting to be on our distribution list. We will never solicit them by sending an email to info@npeer.com.
Now, that distribution list, to be clear, is just to get the quarterly newsletter.
That's
it is not a distribution list with all kinds of sales offers. That newsletter is an invaluable source of information and knowledge. You only get it four times a year, and trust me, it's written for the layman, and it's smart, and you can learn a whole lot. So let's talk about savings. It's not so long ago that I remember reading that the American savings rate was minus 0.02% or something, that it actually, for the first time in American history, gone in the negative. It's never been great, and it must be really rough in the last handful of years with all the economic woes. So let's talk about savings in the family. What do you recommend, and where do you want to go in this area?
There is a little good news out there. I won't get into the statistics behind that report that you read, but that actually didn't include 401k sales. The average person that contributes to their 401k contributes almost 7%. So actually, when you add it all together, savings rates in the United States are hovering right around about 5% a year, and that's down a little bit from the peak a couple of years ago from the post-crisis. People actually are paying more attention to savings. I know that you and I both have parents that rode through the Great Depression, and there was a concept that we grew up with, which was saving for a rainy day. That concept was largely lost going into
Grew up with no credit card credit, in essence. You paid your bills or you got in trouble.
Yeah. Well, so clearly everybody's eyes back on the ball of savings, because we do know that it does rain from time to time. And sometimes when it rains, it pours. Hopefully it doesn't pour again anytime soon. But how do families set up, start, and run that savings program? Well, the first thing that everybody says is you got to get that emergency money stuck away. There's a lot of different numbers that are batted around, 3 months, 6 months worth of living expenses. But the key is that the first thing that you should do when you're a family is set aside that bucket that in case something happens, you can go to it. That doesn't mean in case something happens like we decide to go to Vegas for the weekend either. So at the end of the
Is there an amount of time that you actually recommend a young family that maybe is in their 20s and 30s, amount of time of savings that this will give them 3 months of life, 6 months of living, et cetera?
You should have ready access to sure money, meaning that it's not at risk, for about 6 months worth of living expenses if you're going to start saving that quote unquote emergency fund. Now, a lot of 401k plans allow you to take loans out, so you could look at that as a portion to contribute, but I wouldn't look at it for the whole bucket, maybe a couple of months, 3 months at most.
And that's because there's severe penalties in many ways to take that money out early, isn't there?
Exactly, and the thing that can happen is that you lose your job and you can't borrow money from your 401k anymore because you're not there. So you can't rely solely on it, but you can look at that as a source of money. I'd say 3 to 6 months, sure money you can get your hands on, no questions, right away is a good place to start.
I don't know if you remember, Jim, but in my former career in showbiz, which is when you and I first started working together, I always looked at my savings in terms of amount of time it bought me. And the goal was to get enough years in savings, meaning 20, 30 years worth, that I could potentially retire or try a different career. So I kind of always looked at it in terms of time, not necessarily in terms of quantity, because, of course, everybody's lifestyle and how much they spend and how much they, in quotes, need varies. One thing you haven't mentioned yet, it would seem to me that part of savings is budget. So where do we go with the new couple and they've had a baby, and how do we create a budget?
We tickled into that in the first session, and I'll actually spend a second on it because it's the most important thing that I've ever coached on that I never get paid for. which is, and I'll tell people this when they get their first job out of college, the savings rate that you get accustomed to early in your life is the one that you will have for the rest of your life.
Meaning no matter how much you make, if you save 5% and you're making $50,000 or $500,000, it'll be 5%.
That's exactly correct. Now, you can change your habits, but again, habits are tough to change. So this is what we coach on. People in the beginning of their lives, they say, oh, it's very difficult to save. It's very difficult to put away money. I've got to buy a suit for what business. I've got to buy furniture for my apartment. All true. But what's happening when you're young is you're getting raises. You're getting new jobs that make more money. We only tell our clients to simply do this. If you get a 5% raise, take 2% of that and increase your savings rate and enjoy the extra 3. Every time you take a new job, if this one's for $4,000 a year more than the last one, then take 2,000 of that as part of your savings increase and use and enjoy the next 2,000. That way you can start inching up your savings rate on a very early age when it doesn't hurt because it's new money. You're still actually spending more and enjoying an increase in lifestyle. We actually recommend that you save, combined between your retirement plans and your money outside of your retirement plans, 20% in retirement.
So you say we need to save 20%. That's a big number. What do we do then?
Well, it's important to understand that just like we talked about in the beginning, that you need to plan, you need to budget, you actually have to also create that same kind of conceptual business plan that you started your marriage with. You actually have to have a business plan for your savings. It's a company in and of itself. So how do you formulate that business plan? Well, you probably want to seek third-party advice. And there's a few different wrappers that are out there. It's important to know the distinction.
Wrapper, that's an interesting word.
Yeah. Well, you've got financial planners, which are frequently associated with the insurance industry. You have brokers, which also frequently carry business cards that say financial advisors. And then you actually have legal advisors, which are known as registered investment advisors, and they're all three very different. So at the end of the day, you want to make sure that whoever you use for advice, that their interests are aligned with yours. And you can ask a lot of questions about the people you work with. Frequently, financial planners, although they come out with these beautiful reports, 30 pages long, lots of graphs, at the end of the day, their solutions are insurance related because, for the most part, that's what they do is sell insurance. And also, you have brokers that are out there frequently calling themselves financial advisors. But in the word broker, we understand that there's also a buy-sell relationship where they only get compensated when you, in fact, make a purchase. And then there are advisors that have to, as a fiduciary obligation by legal structure, only give you advice that is 100% aligned with your interests first and foremost. And then, believe it or not, there's a lot of organizations and people these days that wear two or sometimes even three of those hats all at once. So the question is, what are the people doing and how do they get compensated and are their interests aligned with yours? Then it's just about planning.
It sounds like advisor is the one you want.
Well, at the end of the day, a registered investment advisor who only is a registered investment advisor is going to be the easiest decision to make simply because legally they can't put their own interests first.
Now, very quickly, let's talk about kids. I started teaching my kids about savings as soon as they understood money. Don't you think that habit, especially if we get locked into a percentage, should be started early?
There's no question about it. One of the ways that my parents did a great job with me was they actually involved me in my own savings. I was able to even pick a stock when I was, I think, 12 or 13 years old. I went to the bank with my mom, and I had my passbook, and I handed it to the teller when I was very, very early on. I got to see that my little statements about my trust accounts, my UTMA accounts, those Unified Gift to Minors Act accounts, I got to see those. And even today now, we have 529 accounts, which are tax-preferenced accounts that we set aside money for our kids for their retirement, for their education, and you can involve your children in that as well. Communicate your values to your kids early, and they'll end up having a much higher likelihood of success.
It becomes part of their vocabulary if you do it early. Don't protect them from it. Let them learn about it. Any final takeaway? We're out of time for this segment.
There's no question. There's one. There's free money that's out there that many people don't take advantage of at their companies. If your company has a match in their 401k, and we consult to most of our clients, our 401k plans and pension plans, if you're not maxing out that match, you are literally burning dollar bills every week. Fight as hard as you can to max out your match contribution and then raise it from there. And we say give until it hurts.
I love it. I love it. Well, stay tuned. We have a very interesting segment coming up. I don't quite understand what this means, but it is titled The Energy of Money. So after these messages, come back and we'll find out what that means. He's the man, settles down a couple years later with the dope.